Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, I wish to congratulate you on your appointment as chair of the 2020 meeting of experts on science and technology. Please rest assured of my delegation's full support as you lead the work of this meeting. I would like also to commend you for the previous consultations you held, the chart that you circulated outlining ideas on SIT review mechanisms, as well as the concept note. Mr. Chair, at this juncture, Brazil would like to reiterate some of its positions concerning scientific and technological developments related to the BWC. It is a well-known truth that if there is no regulation in the development of life sciences, its weaponization is a green perspective for humankind. At the same time, the scientific and technological revolution happening in those same life sciences field provides humankind with hopeful wonders as the rapid development of vaccines. The scientific and technological breakthrough in the field of life science are now occurring at a breakneck pace, thus increasing the risks of malicious and bellicose use of biological agents, which is particularly troubling given the fact that biological weapons are the least regulated weapons of mass destruction. This is the core of the matter. There is an ongoing scientific and technological revolution taking place in the disarmament area, which has almost no legally binding commitments. Countries that are developing these cutting-edge technologies, which could be weaponized, bear a special responsibility to reinforce the BWC mechanisms in a multilateral and non-discriminatory manner. The direct impact of dual-use technologies on the implementation of the BWC includes the potential military use of associated knowledge, possible exposure to new pathogens, and the dissemination of cooperation tools in the areas of research and treatment. On the other hand, while we consider that the review of developments in science and technology must remain a priority of the BWC, we must also caution against any possible restriction on access to peaceful technologies and equipment to state parties. This is why we also believe that the implementation of the convention must be considered as taking into account each and every state party's concerns, especially in the integral implementation of Article 10. Mr. Chair, it is based upon these views that we just shared with you on the current scientific and technological revolution that during the ISP, Brazil has supported the idea of establishing a SIT review mechanisms for the BWC. We take note of all working papers circulated and thanks the presentations today. They will certainly enrich our discussion on the road to the review conference. We also welcome the evolution on some proposals, a positive sign of a growing convergence and a constructive spirit on this very important issue. Mr. Chair, we had a clear convergence and a positive spirit, as I just said in my intervention. But I would like to raise an issue, a specific topic that's not related to the substance of the papers, but it's a procedural issue. One of the working papers, the one that's presented by UNIDIR, maybe I'm wrong, but it's the first time that I see an institution presenting a working paper. I know, and we know very well, the high quality of the work of the UNIDIR. Brazil itself had partnerships with UNIDIR in 2019, 2020, and 2021. We hope that we'll manage to have another activity until the end of this year. I reviewed the statute of the institute. I couldn't find anything there that prohibit the institution to present working paper in a state part meetings, but I also could not find anything that allows it. What I found was the word independent and autonomous. Mr. Chair, I must be very clear. I'm not we saw the presentation. It's a very important presentation, and we know the previous works of the previous work of the Unity on BWC. But I believe it's not appropriate for an independent organization to present a working paper, to sign a working paper. I thank the donor country. I believe it's a very important work, and I really thank the donor country for supporting the research. But this is the sort of thing, Mr. Chair, that should not happen in the scientific and advisory board in the future. This is the sort of concern that some delegations today raised about the independence of the body. This is a bad example, right? If we are going to discuss in the future about a scientific and advisory body that needs to have an independent opinion, what's happening with this paper, it's exactly what it should not happen in the future. I'm sorry to raise this issue on a very constructive spirit that we are having this morning, but I think it was my duty to highlight this point as we are going to engage in very serious and very important discussions next year. I thank you, Mr. Chair.